Immigration rights activists are again calling on Governor Ned Lamont to expand access to the state's Medicaid program for health care coverage during the pandemic and beyond. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Angie Idrovo says everyone has a right to access affordable health care, which is why she and other advocates are asking state officials to open the Husky Health Insurance Program to undocumented immigrants.
Our communities are dying. Our communities are not being taken care of. And the undocumented community is being left behind one more time in this crisis, and this is inhumane.
Idrovo is a leader of Connecticut Students for a Dream, which is part of a coalition of advocacy organizations. Community leader Olga Gutierrez says undocumented immigrants are experiencing employment loss, illness, and risks to their health from working essential jobs, and most are not eligible for economic assistance or health insurance. Idrovo translated for Gutierrez.
Nearly a month ago, a family member in my household tested positive for COVID-19. We were terrified. We think that we might have the virus too. We have not been able to go to the doctor because we are uninsured, and we do not have money to cover this.
Dr. Julia Rosenberg is a pediatrician in New Haven. She says the Husky program should be open to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
Lack of health insurance is a risk not only for those without it and their families, but it's also a risk to the public health of everyone in our state.
State data show that the rate of COVID-19 infections is higher among Hispanic and Latino residents, who make up a significant portion of the state's undocumented immigrants. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.